Everyone here ready?
I'm here.
Yep.
Present. Now, I usually have Tanner do the acronyms, and oh, he might still be able to.
Hello.
Oh, shit. Welcome, Tanner.
The volume knob on my thing just fell off.
Oops. Tanner, you come here, and you're talking about your knob?
Oh, right. My knob fell off.
You are listening to the Any Anime Podcast.
All right, boys, we're all here. Let's just fucking get into it. Hello, this is the AAP, and one day we're gonna have a live band play the intro to the podcast, and we'll walk on stage, and everyone will clap, and we'll do a live podcast. In front of a group of like 1,500 people or more. And Tanner,
it's okay to dream big.
We talked
about
this
a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. Tanner, you told me that if we ever got on stage, you would have an acronym at the ready for that particular day. You said you've been thinking about this acronym for a very long time. And that acronym, of course, is
AIR.
Air and poop.
Dramatic pause. Oh, all right. And he lost it.
I don't have one at the ready for today.
Where's my whiteboard? Days without a poop joke. We went 7 days, which happened to be the last podcast episode, and now it's back down to 0. Very well done. Thanks, Angel.
Tanner struggled how to finish.
Yeah, you gotta let the juices flow sometimes, you know? Of course, I'm joined by this wonderful cast of ours. We've got Cade Karat.
Interesting.
Thank you. I thought it was good. We got Angel Droid. 69. Say hi, Angel Roid.
Aki.
Yeah. God, we all love that episode of Dragon Ball when Angel Roid shows up and he says, Aki. And then, of course, Tanner, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know enough about Dragon Ball to do a T.
Tanrunks.
Yeah, you're Tanrunks.
All right.
And, well, just call me Kavena Maya. That's pretty good. That's really good. This is a well-deserved bit, of course, in honor, in memory of Akira Toriyama, boys. And we may not be Dragon Ball fans, but I think we can all say we respect the work and respect the legacy that was Dragon Ball and Akira Toriyama. And I don't personally have any like Dragon Ball like stories to share with you guys, so I thought it'd be fun if we did some fun facts about Akira Toriyama and Dragon Ball, if you will. So hear me out here, all right? Akira Toriyama, most famous for Dragon Ball, but he also designed video games, boys. Dragon Quest being his most famous, I believe, and Chrono Trigger. He lent his skills to the as an art designer for the both of those franchises. That is. Like, the man just had so much talent. He was not originally going to write Shonen Battle Manga. it's hard to believe that this man started writing other things. I don't know what his first works were. I think they were mostly like comedy type manga. Before he hit it big with Dr. Slump, he did not have a lot of success. He had to grind. He had to work hard, just like this podcast. And Piccolo is his favorite Dragon Ball character.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
It is?
Apparently. He just he loves Piccolo.
He kind of forgot about Piccolo after Frieza arc, you know?
Well, he's on the record for saying that Piccolo is... Oh, sorry. It's a Piccolo other than Goku.
Oh.
Yeah. Goku's original name in the series was supposed to be Zero. Look at that. That's some alternate universe shit right there. The original dub, the meme where it's over 9,000, that was a mistake. It was supposed to be over 8,000.
Nine and just rolls off better, you know?
Nine does roll off better, and maybe that's...
It reminds people of the golden days in Germany, maybe.
An odd place to take this, but okay.
That's one of the few German words I know, right? Nine.
Nine, fair enough. And lastly, boys, before the passing of Akira Toriyama, his works were already being celebrated to have a specific, like, official day in Japan. May 9th is officially Goku Day, which is a testament to how successful this man was. So, hearts out to Akira Toriyama. May you Kamehameha in heaven. Does anyone have any Dragon Ball anecdotes they want to share? Because again, I don't personally really.
I have watched a fair bit of Dragon Ball Super, but only because my college roommate would play it, would watch it on his computer in the study room, and my desk was like 90 degrees to his, and I would watch it over his shoulder and read the subtitles.
That sounds like an awful way to watch.
Bro, it was actually perfectly fine. No audio, no problem. And he'd turn around and say, I can play this out loud if you want. I'm like, no, you're fine. Don't mind me.
For like an entire school year, you just... This exchange habit on the daily.
Yeah, pretty much. I watched a significant portion of Dragon Ball Super that way. And that's the only Dragon Ball I've watched.
Yeah, the only Dragon Ball I would watch would be if I just left the TV on running while, like, after watching SpongeBob in Spanish. Because Dragon Ball was huge in Mexico. In Latin America, it looks like, in general, but... So it would just be running, and I'd be like, man... I wasn't into anime at the time, so I'd be like, man, giant blonde hair. What the fuck? What is this? My most distinct Dragon Ball memory, to be honest, isn't even about Dragon Ball. It's about the Fairly Odd Parents when Timmy goes into the TV and he goes from channel to channel, and there's like a gag about like him growing long, luscious hair after yelling. Oh, fuck, what was that called? It was like an hour special for the Fairly Odd Parents. It was a good time. It was a good time. All right, boys. Let's get to the meat of the podcast. The mid-season review wild card. We introduced two shows last week that we are going to be reviewing this week. And those shows are The Weakest Tamer Began a Journey to Pick Up Trash, and My Instant Death Ability Is So Overpowered No One in This Other World Stands a Chance Against Me. Two anime with incredibly long titles. Two anime that snuck into the top 20. Last week, and now we will give them our undivided attention. Who watched My Instant Death Ability?
Me.
Tanner, Angel.
Oh.
Is that a big no or no no?
That's I did not know.
Hmm. Well, I posted in the chat. You should have known.
Well, no, I know, but I did not.
Yeah, know. Yeah, I know. All right, Cade. My instant death ability is so overpowered. Who do you want to go first?
I don't care. Go ahead.
You know, what I... Would I say this anime is good? I wouldn't say a hard yes. But I think it's a yes. I actually quite enjoyed myself watching this show. It's very strange because I'm so fucking tired of isekai, and the isekai like overpowered character stuff is like a specific subgenre that I don't like either. But when it comes to this guy is so overpowered. When we say instant death ability, it is quite literal. He just has to think, this person has to die and they will die. And it's just that it's extreme to the point where, unlike other anime that like really try to pretend that the overpowered main character is in danger, and that therefore like a lot of the drama in the show is like just super overblown. That is not like the case at all here. He is never in danger. The people who think they're attacking him think he's in danger, but his ability is so extreme to the point where it's ridiculous. And the show, I think, really does a good job of leaning into that fact and not taking itself too seriously. I had a really good time with the show. The comedy's a little rough. It's a little rough at the beginning. There's some moments that made me laugh, but I don't know if I would say that all of the jokes hit. They try to have this like straight man, funny man routine that doesn't land every time, but it is what it is. It's a small price to pay. I think everything else is interesting enough for me to consider warrant a pass. Cade, what are your opinions?
I think you went a little too hard on the silly juice before jumping on this podcast.
I had no silly juice before jumping on this podcast.
Yeah, no, this is one of those shows where you just kind of have to turn your brain off to enjoy it. If you think too much about it, it doesn't really make sense most of the time. And you know me, I'm very much of a take notes, overanalyze, that kind of thing. Yeah, no. If I did that, I think my mind would absolutely explode. I would have to like pause the show every 5 minutes. It's not bad. Like it kept me entertained through the entire time. But again, you know, it's just like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just, if you're looking to kind of put something on in the background, that's your show. I think is the best way to describe it.
So what about the show makes you feel that way? Not a fan of the plot, or not a fan of like the concept.
What's the plot?
They're trying to establish themselves in this other world while they're getting targeted by their former classmates and the sages. That's the plot in the first three episodes.
They're not being targeted.
They're just walking.
They're just walking around trying to find their classmates.
They're bumping into people.
Yeah, they bump into people who end up targeting them. Yeah, they turn out to be assholes. And then he's like, I don't like you. I'm just going to kill you.
But he's not indiscriminate. And he makes it a point in the train scene when she's like, why didn't he die? We almost got hit by his thing. And he's like, well, he wasn't aiming at us. So, like, I can't just kill people who I'm, like, generally annoyed by. I have to, like, actually, like, you know, use this power somewhat responsibly. This isn't Mushoku Tensei in terms of plot, but I mean, there's a basic premise. They're traveling around. They're trying to find their way.
I also just don't buy the whole you're suddenly put into this new world and 10 seconds after you arrive in this world and you're confused and everything like that, this person appears out of nowhere, starts killing people, telling you that you're gonna become like this sage and you suddenly get powers and everything, and you get told that a dragon's gonna be coming to kill you if you don't do something. And their first instinct is to, one, take everything in stride, and two, use other classmates as bait and get away. That just what you know, I don't believe that a normal classroom that suddenly gets put into a situation, a life or death situation, is automatically going to be like, yeah, let's sacrifice, you know, four kids because fuck them, we don't need to take them with us.
So,
but again, I'm trying not to delve too deep into it because there are a lot of things like that where I'm just like, it doesn't make sense. Why is this happening? So, like,
well,
if I overanalyze it, I'm not going to have a good time. So, again, I turned my brain off and I just kind of took everything in stride. And that's when I was able to enjoy it.
It's definitely, I'm not disagreeing that turning your brain off is the right way to watch it. It is. It definitely is. I don't know. I don't find it the most outrageous thing in the world, especially when they I think it's in episode 3 where they establish that, like, people's skills kind of affect, like, their personality a little bit. Like, yeah, the guy who's the consultant, I believe that's in episode 3.
That is,
and and he is
also, he's got the best power in the entire thing. I love that. the consult where he's able to, like, look at other players and then he can use that as a business. Dude, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That'd be my power if I was in that world.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
Yeah, so I was just saying that, like, they have, like, there's certain powers that make you, like the general power, right? Like, it makes it you easier to follow, and I'm sure that comes with, like, its own, like, buffs and debuffs and all that, and passive abilities and whatnot. It only takes that one guy with the general skill to make that decision for the whole class to go along with it. That's kind of how I took it. Yeah. We're in this weird space right now, Cade, because we're talking about it like we almost like it, but there just seems to be a hesitation.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to choose to watch it.
Mm.
Right? I mean, like, it's not the kind of show where I'm going to be like, man, I'm bored. What am I mean, let me just find something to do. It's not going to be something that even comes to mind. So, like, it doesn't deserve to be passed, in my opinion. Just, yeah, because of, like, that, basically.
For sure.
That being said, because I, you know, am forcing myself to watch it for this podcast, I didn't have the worst time doing it.
Okay. So it sounds like we are...
It's a D, it's not an F, if that makes sense.
I would put it in the C category, but no, I totally see what you mean. Yeah, well, in that case, I think it's a pretty clear not pass. So this show was created by the studio Okuruto Noboru, which is not a studio I am familiar with. Except that they made a Tomodachi game. And I don't know if you guys saw a Tomodachi game. That was actually a really good anime. And when I was looking up the show and I saw that they did a Tomodachi game, I'm like, oh. Well, maybe there'll be something here. And I think the studio is on the cusp. You know, they're on the cusp of unlocking something. I mean, they kind of already did with Tomodachi game, but if they could be more consistent with it, I do think Instant Death Ability, like I said, the comedy was meh, and you do have to shut your brain off for it, as Kate says. So Instant Death Ability, we will not be continuing for the end of season review. That leaves the number 19 spot. The Weakest Tamer began a journey to pick up trash. Boys, we're on the list. We're on the trash list. All right. This little girl is going to be picking us up, putting her in her bottomless bag next to her bottomless fries and bottomless soda. And I guess that sounds like a good time. Did anyone other than me and Cade watch the show?
I did not watch it.
No.
Latan, no.
I've joined for the vibes.
Tanner brought the vibes with him, all right? You guys brought the content.
You can't do one without the other. You are correct about that. Cade, what do you think about The Weakest Tamer?
This is gonna sound... insensitive, but Kate. this is just basically just how I felt watching it. It really feels like a self insert for an edgy teen who's going through a lot of stuff. My family exiled me, my friends hate me, my community is not supporting me, I feel like, you know, I'm being judged for something that's not under my control, all these things, like, they would be fine if done normally, but they shove it down your throat. There was literally, and I checked, 5 straight minutes of her just being like, man, I'm so lonely. I've got no friends, but that's okay because I'm used to it. And, you know, I'm sad, but, you know, it's okay because I'm used to it. And I've never had anybody in my corner. And, you know, it's not anything I can control or anything I can do about it, but... you know, it's okay, and it's just, oh my god, shut up, dude. Like, get on to the actual fucking story. Like, I want some content, you know? And it's been done millions of times, but those millions of times do it so much better because they let the story naturally tell, you know, the character's backstory and showcase their personality instead of it, you know, them telling you straight up, you know, how they're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like that. I've heard this said before. If you're watching a show and they have like an interaction with a character is immediately followed up by "that's funny" or "that guy's so funny," it shouldn't be like that, because you shouldn't have to tell the audience that someone's funny. They should just know that, right? It should be conveyed to them through the writing. And it's the same thing for this. I don't need to be told that she's a tragic character. Show me. And it wasn't until the third episode where they actually go into her backstory, and it wasn't even done in a, like, interesting way. They just did a flashback for the entire episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
That they did.
So, yeah, did not enjoy this one at all. Fuck, I mean, it's the entire time she's just talking to herself, because her one friend is a slime and it can't talk to her. And it wasn't until the third episode that she was actually able to, like, kind of communicate with it.
Mm-hmm. And all I could say was poo-poo.
I will give it credit where credit's due. It's beautiful. And it's animated pretty well. I liked looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Everything else about it is just.
I agree with you on basically all those points. It is a show that is just super exposition heavy. And there are some anime that you watch. Like, I watched Classroom of the Elite. I binged 7 episodes yesterday. That shit just flowed. That shit was like, you just binge and binge and binge. You don't even realize that you. I learned this morning that it was 7 episodes that I had watched. And some anime are like that. Some anime are like this, where you watch 3 episodes and you're like, that felt like an eternity. That felt like a really long time. And why does it feel like that? Well, because a lot of the quote-unquote, like, action in this show is just exposition. And you're totally, you hit the nail on the head, Cade. She talks to herself a lot. She's explaining the situation to herself while she's running away. And under the pretense that she's talking to the slime, but I mean, like, we all know what's happening there. They're trying to relay, like, information to the audience, and it is, yeah, it was just I don't want to call it boring, but I was bored. I guess that's my way of being nice. We haven't even touched on the part that this show is technically like an isekai. Yeah, technically not really.
I totally forgot about that. It's such a small fucking portion of the show, and it's I completely forgot about it.
Yeah, honestly has very little to no bearing on the show itself, except it kind of explains her maturity level and why she became so mature so fast, but other than that, it serves no purpose, really. The only purpose it serves is is she'll be walking around, and the voice in her head, who is a person from Japan, is like a video game term, and she's like, video game term? I don't know what that is. And then you move on. That's like 90% of the interactions. And then the other 10% is the voice giving advice, but not really. I don't know. I have a feeling that this is a better read than an anime. I cannot say for sure because I haven't read it. But when it comes to the exposition in anime form in 3 episodes, not a lot happens. And where this would be like, these 3 episodes would probably be about like 15 to 20 minutes reading, but they're almost an hour in length in runtime. And so it just drags, man. It just drags. I couldn't, honestly, I felt my attention span kind of like waning while watching this one in particular. And I don't think it's for me. I don't think it's for Kevo. It is a for sure fail for Kevo.
Get it out of here.
Get it out of here. I do think out of the 2 shows, the Wild Cards, Instant Death Ability had more of the entertainment factor, despite yes. being the lower rated show on MAL and the lower rated show on Anitrends. So I don't know what's up with that necessarily.
If I had to guess, it would just be that the manga has more of a following for the Lonely Girl one. The slime
certainly
one.
Is possible. Show was made by Studio Masket, which this is their first anime. All they have done besides this are looks like a promotional videos / music videos. Like, it looks like they were hired to do like a cyberpunk music video. Yeah, cyberpunk Edge Runners music video. But yeah, I mean, look, I think you're right though. You did say it is good to look at. It is a good looking anime. Just get a different IP with the same like effort that you put into this one. I think it'll be rock solid. It will be rock solid. Also, there should be more trash collecting in this show.
Yeah, I think that's the better parts of the show.
Since it is in the title, after all. She collects trash twice? And once in a flashback?
Yes.
like, what the fuck's up with that, guys? Yeah, like a dumpster diving isekai sounds awesome. It's just not... that's not what this show really is, despite the title. So, yeah. That is this rendition of the Any Anime Podcast Wildcard. A bit of a waft in the wind compared to last season's Ragnar Crimson and Tier Moon Empire, 2 shows that we actually considered moving on to the end of season. Which, by the way, I realized like as soon as I posted the podcast for the end of season, this is like 10 weeks ago at this point. I never talked about Tier Moon Empire. So super late review. It's good. French Revolution, good. And that's it. That's all I got. You know what, Kate? You know what? Despite this utter failure this year, I have not lost hope in the wild card formula. You know what I mean? You know what? Why don't we chalk it up to a somewhat disappointing season overall?
What was the lowest top 20 from the season before the wild cards?
It was not, gosh darn it, it's in the Discord. It's in the Discord, guys.
Let me look for it.
It'll be on the same week as Solo Leveling.
Sasaki and Peeps and Unwanted Undead Adventure.
Yeah.
Would you say either of these is better than those two?
I would say Instant Death Ability was better than Sasaki and Peeps. I still kind of liked Unwanted Undead better.
I'd agree.
I think Unwanted Undead, we didn't even pass it. Unwanted Undead just had a little bit more of a, how do you say it? A little more flow to it.
Gave us more time to get to know the characters.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. And it has best girl of the season, even though we're not passing her. That scientist lady, she does things for me. All right, that's all I'll say. I think Instant Death Ability better than Sasaki and Peeps. Sasaki and Peeps, I would not say was better than or not worse than Trash. That, you know, it's a low bar, to be honest. But yeah, boys, this is usually the part where we talk about if we watched anything. What have you guys been watching? Kate, I know you've been watching Shogun. How's that?
I'm loving it.
How many episodes are out?
I didn't realize that it's a remake.
Oh, it's a remake.
Yeah. So
of a movie.
There were 4 2-hour episodes done in the 1980s. I watched the first 5 minutes of the first one, but I didn't want to watch it. I didn't want to spoil myself, you know? So I'll wait till after Shogun, this new Shogun is done to go back and watch the other one. But, they're both really, really good. I'm a huge sucker for political dramas. And something about, you know, this English guy mixing up in Japanese culture. And he's like, oh, these, you know, fucking savages, they don't know anything, you know, they're all backwards, they don't, you know, England's the best country, you know, everything like that. And then, you know, as time goes on, he realizes that, you know, it's not that simple. It's just top tier. But that's not all I've been watching.
Oh.
I caught up on Ragnar Crimson.
Oh, I'm an episode behind. Or I might be 2 episodes behind at this point.
I'm going to tell you.
I stop.
Everything up to, I think it was like episode 17. Awesome.
I think 17 is where I stopped. Funny enough.
Everything after, I've been severely disappointed with.
Oh no, don't say that, Cade.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still gonna give it a go, cause I did enjoy.
Yeah. Keep watching. I'm gonna keep watching. You know, cause I want to see how it ends. But yeah, I'm not a fan of.
I think we can talk a little bit
recently.
We can do a little bit of spoilers for like the first core, because you know. So if you're squeamish about Ragnar Crimson spoilers for some reason or another, I guess stop listening now for a few minutes. What did you think about him fighting the final boss in like the fourth episode?
So good,
so hyped. Good.
And that's peak for me. That's the peak moment.
Yeah, I agree.
It doesn't get better than that. No.
But it doesn't get that much worse either, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like the fight with the silverware princess, I think was pretty solid.
That was also pretty good, yeah.
Mm.
But no, like not even just the fight with her, but the emotional toll that you get to see after the fight, bro, just boosts it to another level too.
Yeah. And it's funny because like Ultimatia is really characterized as a quite likable character.
Yeah.
And then to see her like, you know, be evil with a smile, also that, yeah, and then subsequently reduced to atoms was awesome. Yeah. Great show. Ragnar Crimson, that first core is especially super solid. I'm glad I have someone to talk about Ragnar Crimson with, Cade. Thank you for catching up on that.
What else have I watched recently?
Yeah, what else have you watched?
Is there anything from last season?
Shangri-La.
Yes. I've caught up in Shangri-La.
I'm like an episode behind. How about that Weathermon fight, huh?
Oof.
More than anything, the animation that fight mixed with like the unique art style they chose for that fight was it was now that's peak, you know. That was pretty good, and I wasn't that high on Shangri-La Frontier in the first core. I thought it was good. I thought it was a solid B, but I did not think it had.
I think it started off really strong, and then there was like just this lull in the middle. But yeah, I'm kind of the same. Weathermon was definitely very good.
Mm-hmm.
Apothecary Diaries, I am not caught up on. I think I'm like an episode or two behind.
I'm like five episodes behind.
I am caught.
Did you catch up to that one episode?
I don't know what that one episode is.
No, okay.
Hey, that's basically where you left off of, right?
Me? No.
Yeah. Because that was like two episodes ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I might be caught up then. It feels like forever since I've watched it.
I think it releases every Friday?
It releases every Saturday.
Saturday. Okay.
I am not caught up on Undead Unluck, but I probably will not continue watching that.
Oh, sad. Sad.
That's a binge watch show for me right there. Once I get around to it,
I still cannot get over how creative that show is for being the shonen category, and how like a lot of the tropes are super reused and you know, it's this familiar thing but with a twist. I really do think Undead Unluck has a lot of like firsts that I've ever seen in an anime, and I really enjoyed the nature of it. So sad to see that you didn't feel the same, but you know, it's not for everything. Not everyone can like everything. What is it about the show that like turned you off it, Cade?
It feels a little too childish for me.
Really?
Yeah, a little too goofy, but not in a good way.
Interesting.
I think mainly it's the guy, actually.
Man wants to pick a fight with Andy.
Also going to Andy Trent's to...
What is it? They call him the God of War. Are you looking at like where Undead Unluck is in the...
No, just like two cores that I'm not caught up on or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
Or season twos, that kind of thing. Tsukumichi, I'm caught up on Tsukumichi.
Mm-hmm.
Caught up too.
So I don't want to spoil anything about Tsukumichi, but I learned the other day that it is a 25 episode core.
Nice.
And I said that makes so much sense. I don't remember you telling me that. I relearned it because I looked it up, and I was like, yeah, that makes sense because the pacing is kind of slow. It's like they are definitely playing this like they have a lot of time, which is fine. I'm still enjoying it, but compared to season one, I feel like a lot more action has happened in the same amount of time.
It's also
season
a different
one.
Studio, right?
Is it? Oh, I did not know that. I'd have to look that up real quick.
I'm not going to confirm that one, but I believe second season is JC Staff.
Oh, don't say that. JC Staff, why? JC Staff did do season two, and C2C did season one.
All right, that confirms it then. That was
and C2C is the team that is working on Shangri-La Frontier right now. So explains a little bit.
Nothing wrong with JC Staff, I would say.
No,
but they're just the definition of mid.
Whenever they take over an anime, it does seem like the anime takes a step back as a whole.
Yes, yes.
I honestly don't think they're like not.
Which is why
talented.
I was disappointed to hear that JC Staff was doing a season three mm-hmm. One Punch.
Oh, damn. That sucks. They're also doing Konosuba season three, I think.
I think so, yeah.
See, honestly, if we could talk about JC Staff for a little bit, animation-wise, they're not bad by any stretch of the means. In some cases, I would even say that they are above average.
I mean, they did Danmachi season, every season, I think.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I think maybe they don't have good direction. You know what I mean? They're not having like a good like storyboard a guy or a good episode director. There's something missing there that is tangible, but not immediately apparent. You know what I mean? And I cannot put my finger on exactly what it is. But whenever JC Staff takes over any anime podcast, they do not ruin it, but they kind of mess the momentum up a little bit, you know? It and what's with them taking all these season two, season threes? Like, are they like outfitting?
Just picks up so many projects in general.
Yeah.
I feel like they also do that. Which hurts them. They just take too much work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. JC Staff, I'm rooting for you. All right? I want you to be good. But, not to say that you're bad, but you've been letting me down as of recently. You know? If you're listening, take this as motivation from a fan. Also, I want Konosuba Season 3 to be good, because if it's not, what is life even worth living anymore? Damn. That's deep. Kate, were you done with your shows? Or did you have more in the tank?
I think I'm done.
You went on a pretty big binge there this week. Man's prepping himself for the end of season review grind.
Yeah, actually.
Angel, you watch anything interesting?
Did you guys already mention, let's see. That Kate has not mentioned Evangelion. I've been watching
Ooh,
that.
Are you going to make it in time for the movie this Sunday?
No.
All right. Can you get...
My schedule has been packed with interviews here and there, you know?
Yeah. Can you make it to episode 24?
No, I'm halfway.
Not even 26. You're halfway?
I'm halfway.
You should be good.
Not
look. They're also showing it on the 22nd. It's the 17th and the 22nd, which is a Friday.
That could work. I could probably do 22nd if I push it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You could probably do this Sunday if you wanted to. I'm rewatching it with a buddy and in the theaters. I It's the first time that that the end of Evangelion gets premiered in American theater, so I'm actually very excited for that. And I'm ready to get my head destroyed again. Now that movie was a trip and a half.
I'm looking forward to it.
Is that basically it? Is that Evangelion and
Evangelion? I've been watching more of what's it called? Healer.
Oh yeah, I think I'm caught up on Healer.
I am not caught up.
Wrong way to use healing magic.
Yeah. I'm not caught up on that one yet, but I have watched a couple more episodes.
Mm-hmm. I'm on episode 6, I believe.
Let's see. I'm caught up on Solo, Apothecary, Frerin. The Sign one, Sign of Affection. Mashal. That's it.
Okay.
That's everything I've watched.
What are your opinions on Mashal season 2?
I enjoyed the middle arc, the little tournament arc, and I felt like that was peak, and now it fell back down a little bit, but it's still enjoyable, I would say.
Still enjoyable. Yeah, I would agree. If you're making a shonen anime, can we stop with the trope where the tournament gets interrupted by some bullshit? Please. For the love of God. Or if you're going to interrupt the tournament, at least save it for, like, the end of the tournament. I am getting so tired. No. Is it a spoiler when it happens every fucking time?
You're like, tournament? It's going to get interrupted.
It's going to get interrupted. It's just facts. Like...
Name one tournament that finished.
My Hero.
Yeah, you're right.
It's the only one I can think of, to be honest. Not even Eminence and Shadow was safe.
I was about to say Chunin exams.
No,
that got it.
No, definitely not the Chunin. Not only not the Chunin exams, none of the Chunin exams have ever gone uninterrupted by something. Even in Boruto, they're interrupted by some moon gods.
Hear me out.
Yeah, let me hear you.
Dragon Ball Super, Tournament of Power, uninterrupted.
How do you know that?
I watched it.
I asked earlier. Whatever. Clearly.
I didn't finish it. It might have been during the time I was muted because Karina was talking to me.
Oh, okay.
It was towards the beginning when I muted myself. The
built-in excuse. I see how it is. Okay.
That's the only other one I can think of.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Tan Man. Uncharacteristically quiet. My man.
Hello.
I need to know what you've been watching this week, if anything at all.
I think the only thing is I caught up on the most recent episode of Sign of Affection. Show continues to be based as always. No bad episodes.
The chef can't mess up the food.
Bro, this is 4 Michelin stars.
Oh, is that a lot? I do not know.
3 is the highest. So,
okay, there you go.
For context, I guess.
See, that's a foodie joke. I am not a foodie. Tanner be eating these Frau Frau meals.
No, definitely not.
Tanner, did you at least watch the dub of Hokkaido Gals?
I watched the first episode. Kevin, it is the superior way to watch the show. 100%.
I agree. Claudia really liked it, actually. She really liked the first 2 episodes.
Here's the thing. It makes the show funny. It makes the show actually funny.
Was Tokyo Tower in episode 1 or no?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. I forgot to mention that on the last podcast.
But also, oh my gosh. So I'm watching and I think you had left and I was streaming it for Angel just to show him. Bro, you get whiplash with that freaking Minnesotan accent. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is because, like, literally from one line to the next, main girl will be talking like
Oh yeah.
Normal.
Right? Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then the next line is full accent.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be watching and you'll just be like, uh-huh, uh-huh. And then all of a sudden it's, oh yeah, where you going there, bud?
Yeah, it was some interesting direction, but yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely. I agree. It is the superior way to watch the show. Yeah, yeah. Some good times.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I've just been busy, and this time change has kind of messed me up.
Oh my god, the time change. Look, if you're in Arizona, you're fine, but we are struggling, dude. It's no bueno. We need to do away with this thing. I thought we did away with this thing.
So it passed, from what I understand, it passed either the House or the Senate, but it hasn't gone through the other yet.
Well, I thought we passed it through the state, like the prop, right? For context, we're all in California.
Wasn't it? I thought it was a federal bill. Am I wrong?
I'm pretty sure it was. We voted on a California prop to end daylight savings.
Well, either way, yeah, it's still happening. But I think I'm fairly certain the direction it would go is permanently on daylight savings time, which is what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So. Mm-hmm. That's fine with me. Permanently go ahead an hour.
That's fine with me. I do not give a fuck. They just need to stop. I don't give a shit which side we land on. If that's any sort of talking point in the discussion right now, like, it does not matter. You know, we can fall back one more time. I'll even take one last spring forward. For old time's sake. But that's it. That's my tolerance right now. I'm seriously done with this thing.
Yeah, tell me about it. Like, I've been going to bed later than I should because of it. And then last night, I'm finally like, god damn, I've been so exhausted. I've been having to, like, take naps after work. I'm, like, gonna go to bed at a reasonable time. For me, I guess. And, you know, I get in bed at, like, 11:30. Which is earlier than usual. And I'm just laying there like, all right. Anytime now. And then, like, I just kept waking up in the middle of the night. Bro, it was awful.
Yeah, I had a toss and turn night the other night as well. Yeah, sucks. It definitely sucks.
But the weather's nice now. Love that part.
Oh, it's about to rain down here.
Oh, bro, we got... like 10 days of like low 70s, high 60s, perfect weather.
Gosh darn it.
And it's all sun.
Oh, thank god, it's supposed to rain on Monday instead of tomorrow. That's good. I like that. I just didn't want to cancel soccer this Saturday. I think I already talked about most things I watched, and Cade touched up on a lot of that stuff. So I think we are good on that. Boys, we have a few weeks until the end of season review. Specifically, I believe we have 3 weeks because we review all 12 episodes of the shows that we have passed the week after they finish airing. Which a lot of shows are on episode 10 right now. So there's 11, 12. Some shows will have 13. So it might be actually a month from now that we do the end of season review. But hey, do not fret. I have some fun things we can do together. And I have them planned. And they're going to be great. Matter of fact, I'm going to leave it up to you boys to decide what we're doing next week. All right?
Sauce.
Going to your mom's house.
Oh. So we've been very lacking on like TikTok/YouTube short style content, which in my opinion is not a bad thing. But I've been thinking, Wouldn't it be fun if we were to, you know, play? Let's not call them games because they're not really competitive, but it's like fun little activities that we can do as a group. So I have a couple of things. I wanted to do a overrated, underrated type thing where I give you an anime. You tell me if you think it's overrated, underrated, or rated exactly right. Then I reveal what its mal anime list ranking is or rating is. And we have a, you know, nice little discussion like, oh, you know, blah, 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 blah. Or we can do a 5 anime ranking, but I have to give you a blind reveal of the anime one at a time, and you have to blindly rank them as we go. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorites because in basketball, it's like it's some of the best fucking content you can have. It's like, oh, he put LeBron last. He put, oh fuck, LeBron's at 4. We did that to ourselves, you know, that kind of thing. do either of those tickle your fancy more than the other?
I'm always down to try anything. Mm-hmm. I just, content is content. I enjoy doing a bunch of different things, even if it doesn't work.
It'll be a change of pace for sure. And I'm hoping to get some clips out of this too. Like, it's about time we start getting monetized. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Tanner, Angel, do you guys have a preference?
No preference.
I'd be fine with both of them. I mean,
Tanner, yeah. You get to decide.
What was the first one again?
Tanner, decide.
Overrated, underrated.
Oh. Let's do the second one.
The blind reveal is perfect. I'll get them all set up. I'm going to have to find a way. I'll find a way. So yeah, that's what we're doing next week. Tanner.
Yeah.
I was, I bumped into somebody at Subway. Oh, and as much as I try to maintain a low profile in public as to not, you know, because of our celebrity status.
Of course.
This nice young gentleman recognized me from the Any Anime podcast.
Are you actually
recognized the voice order?
No.
Subway. Kevin said, like, yeah, get me that Italian bread, and the customer behind him was just like, wait, are you?
But he asked me, Tanner, he asked me a very specific question. I was actually quite dumbfounded by this question.
Uh-huh.
Given that he was like our number one fan, clearly, because he's one of 40 people in the world who listen to us. He did not know how to reach out to us. And I'm like, how is that possible when Tanner's been doing his job, I feel. So I'm not gonna lie, Tanner. I've been under the impression that maybe you're not the right fit for this job.
I don't know how I could say it any more clearly.
Well, Tanner, I'll give you one more chance, and this is a performance evaluation, Tanner. So let me hear you deliver your shindig, your stuff, if you will.
My stuff at maximum velocity.
At 9,000 velocity, please.
9,000, bro. So I gotta limber up for this one.
Of course, of course. Stretching is part of the SOP, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
If you have any comments, questions, concerns, or would just like to reach out with any fun anime-related content, or even, you know, a sandwich you may have eaten today, please. Talk to
at
us.
Subway.
We're begging you. You can reach us on Twitter or x.com if you prefer it by that nomenclature. At any podcast? They're any different. Anime Kevin. I hate that they're different.
Any anime pod.
You can find us on Twitter at any anime pod. That's right. At any anime pod. Or email us if you have a longer form question. And that would be at anyanimepodcast@gmail.com. That's right, anyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Let me say that for you for a third time. Anyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
Can you say it slower? Maybe that's the issue.
Maybe that's the
issue. I'll spell it out for you, Cade.
That works, oh, wow. Too. Yeah. Make that sure you enunciate very well, too.
A-N-Y. A-N-I-M-E.
P-O-D-S-C-A-S-T
at symbol G-M-A-I-L period C-O-M.
Very nice. Thank you. Very nice. Tanner, that was excellent. Angel, what do you think?
Solid.
Oh, shit. That's a 10 out of 10 in Angel words.
I was expecting him to say something bad. Yeah, full on.
So I guess you passed.
I'll bash you, Tanner.
That. You know what? Maybe you should next time.
I will.
Maybe it'll put a little motivation in this thing. Thank you, Tanner. Thank you for taking care of
thank
that.
You. Thank you. I needed a drink of water after that.
Oh, my boy needs to hydrate. We need to very quickly tell the audience what we're reviewing this season. So very, very quickly, very, very quickly. For the end of season review, 12 episodes or 13, we got Solo Leveling, Villainess level 99, Sign of Affection between me and Tanner, Wrong Way to Use Healing Magic, Delicious in Dungeon, and that's it. Sorry, I usually name off like four more at this point. It's kind of wild. Yeah, so like we're watching five anime at the end of the season. That's not too bad, Cade.
That's not bad.
What's the most we've ever done, like 12, 14?
Like 12. Yeah.
So I think, you know what,
I think we're doing a good job on cutting back on the trash.
That is true. That is the we have been a little more harsh
on ourselves.
I do think that there's not really that many shows that we would have passed even with the looser guidelines from last season. Plus, I don't have to fight as vehemently for certain shows like Seventh Time Loop or Sign of Affection because I will just watch those with Claudia and we'll do reviews on our own thing.
Mm.
Which is still going strong even though we haven't recorded in like 2 weeks. It's funny because we decided to do a list on our favorite villains, and I was fine, but she's like, "Hey, we made a mistake. I don't really watch shows with villains in them." I'm like, that's a good point. Did not think about that. So that's the reason for the delay there, if you're at all curious, audience. But with that, let's go ahead and wrap this thing up. This has been the Any Anime Podcast. I don't know what else to say after that. We're excited to see you next week. And I guess any away.
Kevin did it this time. What?
I did it this time. I did it. You know what? I just said I'll take care of it. You know what I mean? Tanner did the thing. He had to hydrate. Cade, he's still reeling from the latest Shogun episode. I thought, you know what? I'll take care of this. All right.